Boker Tom, everyone. We are up to page 124. We are in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Aleph. We've read through the Mechaber already, and we basically come out with three different dinim that the Mechaber taught us. He started off over here, Botzeel Pasmakum Shenefa Heitan. I'm not going to translate each word. I did that yesterday. But Botzeel Pasmakum Shenefa Heitan teaches us the din, really where the place where you're supposed to break the bed, where cut the challah, is the place where it is the yummiest part. Okay? It's the best baked part, the part that you want to eat from. Okay, that was the first din. And because of this comes out another din, and we're going to talk more about this today, is that you're supposed to make, before making a motzi, you're supposed to put a little slice into the challah in order to mark the place where you're going to cut from, in order, because over here, basically, I'll just explain this, is there's a tension over here between two different halachas. One halacha is that we don't want to be mafsik between hamotzi and eating. You want to eat as quickly as possible after you make the bracha. You don't want to be mafsik in between them. So therefore, that would say you want to cut right away. We have another halacha that we learned here is that you want to cut from the yummiest part in order to make it a better bracha to eat from the best part of the challah. Therefore, the Mechaber says what you're supposed to do is mark the place first. You put a little slice into it that it's going to be marked to the place where you know you're to cut from. It's the best part. And on the same time, you are going to have still a pas sholem that it's not, it's going to be wholesome, and you're not going to have to massacre. That's another thing over here, is you want to make the bracha on a whole bread. If you cut too much into it, you're going to make it that it's not sholem, like the Mechaber goes on and continues. If you would pick it up, the side that you cut from, and the whole challah would fall apart, that would make it that it's not shelling. So you can't cut too much into it. And therefore, you've ever seen someone make a little tiny slice of the challah, that's because of this din that we just learned over here in order to mark the spot. We'll talk about this more in a second. And then he brought down a third din, and that is how much you should cut. He says you shouldn't cut too much, because then you look like a pig. You look like a Rav Tan. Okay, and you shouldn't cut too little, then you look like a tsar ayin, look like you're stingy. That was the three dinim that we had over here in the Mechaber. Now, on this, he's talking about Yemei Chol. We're not talking about Shabbos. This is not Hilchos Shabbos. This is talking about Hilchos Betzias Apas. Is anytime you are breaking bread, anytime you're making a bracha motzi, this is talking about, you have one challah, and this is how you're supposed to do it. That's the halacha the Mechaber brings down. Comes the Ramah, and he drags in Shabbos over here, and he talks about this din. He says over here in the Ramah, page 124. Ubeshabbos lo yachtoch bakikar ad achar bracha. On Shabbos, you should not cut from the challah until after the bracha. That is, the Ramah is telling you that which he told you to make this little slice into the challah, that's during Yemei Chol. Because Yemei Chol, even though it's a nice thing to make a bracha on the Pas Sholim, we want to make a bracha, as we'll see later on, that it's a better bracha to make it on a whole bread versus a cut bread. On Shabbos, we're even more makbid, because you need two lechem mishnas, you need two whole challahs in order to make a motzi. Therefore, we're more careful with the din of whole challah on Shabbos. And therefore, the Ramah says, don't even do the slice. Don't do the slice over here on Shabbos. Adachar, kadeshia, kikaros shlemos, in order that the kikaros are sholim. On this, says the Mishnah Berurah, you cut in Yod B'Shabbos, who did Yom Tov? Minei Shetzarich Levarach Alecha Mishnah. Same thing on Yom Tov. We're supposed to have a whole Lecha Mishnah. The Chayshin Shemit Tishavar Kula Kol Levarach. We're afraid you're going to cut too much and it's going to break the bread. So during the week, it's not the end of the world. You'll continue. And Shabbos, you just ruined your challah and made it not wholesome. O'alko Panishem Yachto Kolkach Bomash Yizan Berurah Yoliyah Kikarimo Vavi Parsagar. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim over here, Al-Kain, Tov, Yoter, Shalo, Yachtoch, Klal, he says very clearly over here that it's better not to cut at all. Oh, you might have seen your parents or other people cut, even do that little slice, even on Shabbos. Besides that, people don't know really what they're doing, why they're doing it, they do. Okay? Why do they? Now, it seems very interesting because there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin, Reish, Mem, Reish, Ayin, Dalad, Sov, Siv, Katan, Hey, he says even on Shabbos to do this little cut into the Chal. So we have a stira in the Mishnah Berurah what to do. You have the Ramah in the Mishnah Berurah over here clearly saying not to do it on Shabbos. Over there, in Hilchos Shabbos says yes to do it even on Shabbos. What do you do? So some people go ahead and do it because, I guess because the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Ayin Dalad to go ahead and do it. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Levinsohn, I believe, wrote Poskim in Sefer Vezosa Bracha, also brings this down. He says not to do it on Shabbos, not to go ahead and do it on Shabbos. Why? Because you're losing more than you do it. Because number one is we're afraid you're going to make it not sholim. But even if you're going to keep it sholim, the post can point out, nowadays where our challah is basically evenly baked, everything's pretty good. What do they do? The whole slicing thing doesn't make sense. The whole putting the slice in the mark, the spot we're going to cut from, Over here, what ends up happening if he has to actually look for that mark, that little mark, it'll take him longer of a time to find that mark than just to go ahead and cut the challah. It's going to cause more of a hefsek. And therefore, Rav Neven Sol holds that nowadays don't go ahead and slice. That's even by big challahs. Kal v'chomer, if you're using like challah rolls and stuff like that, the Bir Halacha says b'firish. His whole din does not apply. The Bir Halacha over here in Dibur Maskel v'tzarich, that or the page before 123 says lach lachtoch ma'ayim Mr. Brol v'fizet poshet. In a case where you're not going to have a wait between the bracha and breaking the challah, like if you have a small, thin piece of challah, there's no reason to go ahead and do this before the achila. So kavachomer by small challahs, there's no reason to do it. And that seems to be the halacha l'maaseh. So the best thing is stay away from this whole cutting thing, because nowadays it really doesn't, it's not very effective. Those who cut, they go in and cut. Most of them don't even cut from that place anyways. They just saw their father cut, so they cut also. But it's not really a thing nowadays where our challah is basically baked evenly in all the places. Okay, so that is in terms of this. Then the Ramah goes on and continues. So that is going on this part of the Mechaber saying to cut. Says the Ramah, on Shabbos lefachot, don't cut. Then he goes on to the other din of the Mechaber. And inversely, he just says, if you did go ahead and cut, don't worry about it, because at the end of the day, we said it's still lechem shalom, as I said before. Vinira. Hadilo yivtza yoter mikabeitz of that which the Mechaber told us. Don't cut too little. Don't cut too much. Don't cut more than a kabeitza, because you're going to look like a glutton. He says, hainu dafka b'chol b'ochel avado. The Mechaber is talking about a case where it's during the week, and you're eating by yourself. Not to do too little, not to do too much, less than a kibetza between. Less than a kibetza, that's what you're supposed to do. Avo b'Shabbos? But on Shabbos, oh, sha'ochel im harba b'nei adam, or even if it's during chol, and you have a lot of guests, kavol chomer on Shabbos, and you're eating with a lot of guests, v'tzarech litein mina prusa l'kol echad kazayis, and therefore, everyone's got to get a piece from the challah that you are botzea from. In this case, you don't have to worry about cutting too big of a piece, because everyone's going to be getting it from a piece that you're a botzeya from. Okay? And therefore, you can cut from a big piece of chal. Lanias daiti, what the Ramah is describing in the Aruch HaShulchan fleshes out even more, is that the first cut is really supposed to cut enough that's going to be maspik to everyone at the table. Okay? And therefore, the first cut, we've seen some people will do this, they'll cut off a big piece of the challah, and they'll take that big piece of the challah and start cutting from there, because now he's botzea from that large piece, which is going to end up being enough for everyone else. And then he goes ahead and cuts for himself first, and then he goes to his wife, and then he gives to everyone else at the table from that piece that he went ahead and cut off. Okay? So that's what's going on over here. One more thing over here is that which you've probably seen also. You ever seen people very makbid? They will not eat from the ends of the challah. They'll cut off that first piece, and they'll cut from the second piece. Not exactly sure where that minna came from. Neither did Morena Rabbeinu Rav Neven Sol, and neither did the Sefer Minchos Yitzchak. Never thought of where did this come from. I think it came from, because people didn't like the end piece. They didn't like the end piece, they wanted the middle piece. So therefore, they would cut off the end piece, they would take from the next piece. People started saying, oh, look, my father, my Rav, won't eat from the end piece, so they wanted the more yummy piece, but they think it's halacha, and therefore, they don't eat from the ends. There's really not really a big makor, at least al pi nigla. There's no real reason why you can't eat the end piece of the chal. Al pi soda, I did look in the Tamei Minhagim, when you want to look for different Minhagim, they list up all these different, he says it's al pi soda. He says al pi soda, why people do that. Okay, that's a soda, I don't know, but that's the halacha that is brought down over here. Moving on to Sif Beis. Yevarich hamotzi lecha min haaretz. We all know the bracha is hamotzi lecha min haaretz. Wait, Sif Vav talks about this little cut. How much you're supposed to cut. Sif Beis says, now you get to the bracha. The bracha is hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Now, says the Roma over here, v'im rabim mesubim, if there's a lot of people at the table, yechavnu libo lishmo bracha. They at the table should have kavana to the bracha. Viana amen, and they should say amen to the bracha like any other bracha that you're being yotze. That it's best to say amen, because if you say amen, then it's ki'ilu, you make the bracha yourself, says the Mishnah Brosi Katan Tezvav. Sorry, not Tezvav. Yudches.
Yudcha says, Yichavnu Liba Mishu Dikem the Rotsu Latzeis Brachos Achaveiro. Since he wants to have Kavanah from his friend's Bracha, Sarach Litein Daito Lishmoa. He has to hear the Bracha. If, then we say, like, Shomei Kona, the one making the bracha, it's like you're saying it. By you saying, Amen, which is saying it's true what you're saying, the Mevarich, as Nechshav Kilo Mevarich Ba'atzo, now it turns into as if you made the bracha yourself. If you don't say Amen, you're still Yotzi the bracha, but it's not like you made the bracha yourself. It's not the same level. But if you answer Amen to the bracha, then it's like your Amis the Dover. It's like you go ahead and made the bracha yourself. That's why Amen is so important. Not only that, tells us that greater is the person says Amen, then those that are the one that goes ahead and makes the bracha. Okay, that we probably would have all known already. You have to listen to the bracha, you have to say Amen. The bigger chiddush is the hemshich of the Roma. The Roma then says, then the mevarich, he has to have kavana to be yotzi the amen that the people say. The people are being yotzi the bracha, and the mevarich should listen to amen and be yotzi the amen they says. What's this from? Okay, the Gemara does tell us he's not supposed to start breaking the bread until after the amen. So the Rama is learning out. It's actually an or zeruah. Quoting a Yerushalmi, or his understanding, at least an understanding of the Yerushalmi, is that it means that you should not start cutting because you have to be Yotzei the Amen. That's what the Rama is saying. Says the Mishra Brosi, Katan Chaf, Danias Amen Gankin Michal Bracha, because Amen is part of the Bracha. V'yafal Gav Du Beira Kvar Ba'atzel, even though he made the Bracha already himself. It makes the bracha a better bracha. When someone says amen to your bracha, the bracha goes up quicker to Shemayim. It's a stronger bracha. And that's why anytime you make a bracha, you should try and get someone to say amen to the bracha. The more people say amen, the better it is. So therefore, the amen is part of the bracha. Therefore, it's correct for him to be Yotzei the amen that the people are answering. That's this big chiddush the Rama is quoting the Zeruah. B'shein the Yerushalmi. Now, it says over here that I am the Bir Alacha, because the Bir Alacha over here, Dibur Amasu, Mvarich Yichavim, he has a big Tzarech Ian over here. He goes through this Orzeru and he says this is not so Pashit. And if you look at three lines from the bottom of page 124 in the Bir Alacha, he says, V'luli the Mistafina, if I was not scared, I would say the following Chiddush, says the Chavetz Chaim. I would say there's a Tau Sofer in the Yerushalmi. V'tzarech lomar hav daita mifaka yidi chovasach v'akavana. What does the Yerushalmi really mean to say? To be in a das shomea umashmiya. You need the das of the person making the bracha for you to yotzi, and you have to be the bracha person hearing the bracha. Dain, it's a two-way street. If someone wants to be yotzi, someone else's bracha. You need a two-way street. You need the person who's making the bracha to have kavana for you, and you have to have kavana for the bracha. That's all the Yerushalmi is saying. And if this is Pshat of the Yerushalmi, this whole din of this being Yotzei the Amen falls away, and it wouldn't be like the Orz of the Yerushalmi. And then he says, Uparach Hashem Shematzatzi, the greatest simcha of someone who learns the Sugya Be'in, is that when he understands the Sugya one way, and he finds someone earlier who says this, says the Chavetz Chaim, Baruch Hashem Shematzatzi, Achara Beferish, Sefer Charedim, Shugari's Kin Yerushalmi, he found the Sefer Charedim, who changes the Girtz on the Yerushalmi, exactly as the Chavetz Chaim learned the Sugya, and therefore, according to this, this whole din of the Ramah falls away. So is it a good thing for him to have Kavanah, whether you're not losing anything, to be Mechavim to the Amen, but are you Marviach that much? Unclear, but for sure, Amen is the key over here, that people are answering Amen to the Brach. The Mechaber then continues, and he says, Yitein Revach Bein Lechem Uvein Min. You should pause between the words in the Brach, Baruch Atah Hashem Agin Baruch Olam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Hamotzi Lechem, stop, pause, Min Haaretz. Is this a school of why do you have to pause between lechem and min? Is there a comma there? Is because the simple din that we learn also in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, and that is, if a word ends with a mem, and then starts the next word with the same letter, over here it's mem at the end of lechem, and the next word min, a lot of times you'll end up swallowing the second mem, it'll sound like lechemin. Okay? It sounds like one word. And therefore it's just to pause in between. Same thing says Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal, very interestingly. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal, very interesting, everyone think, we have a very interesting pause in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema. We say, Tibach, Tibach, Tzureinu Malkeinu V'Goleinu. And then the Chazim, we all know, the Chazim says, Elam, Chulam, Bo, Tzchem, Espiyam, Kdushav, Tarab, Shira, Zimra, Marachim, Shabachim, Farim, Haritzim, Umat, Tishim, Mamlichim.
And he says that aloud. He starts on the Mamluchim. And then we say, Yetchema Akel HaMelech. It's really one paragraph. It's all one thing. Why does the Chazan stop in the middle of the paragraph and say it out loud? Says Moreno Rabbi and Renanzal, because over here, people ended up saying Mamluchim Es. Okay, the same over here. It sounds like they swallow with swallows, even though it's not the same letter. But a lot of times, a Mem and then an Aleph, they'll swallow the word. And therefore, we start to Mamluchim. And then, says Moreno Rabbi and Renanzal, that's why we go Yetchema Akel HaMelech afterwards. A similar idea over here between Lechem and me. Fine. Sif Gimel. Siv Gimel, the says over here, Ein Levarach Kodem Sheit Pos Alechem. One should not make the bracha until he is holding the lechem. We generally hold that you put all 10 fingers on the lechem. Okay? When you hold the Shabbos, both lechem lechemim together. If during the week, you have your sandwich, you hold the whole sandwich over there together with 10 fingers, you're supposed to be holding in your hands when you go ahead and make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kabeis. Shame Mevarchen Al Mitzvah Al Tzamech Lasiya. So, because we only make brachas on mitzvah right before you're ready to do it. You do it when you're ready to do the mitzvah, you don't make the bracha before you're ready to do the mitzvah. And therefore the same thing by Berachas Hananin, you should be ready to eat it. You don't make the bracha on your lollipop and then take off the covering of the lollipop. You uncover it first, and you get it ready. You open the package before. B'di'evit, if you didn't do this way, you made the bracha, and then you took in your hands, you're going to be yotzei b'di'evit ad kan for today.